Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz hanging out with you. And you know, it's about once a month or so I get the pleasure of bringing in, first of all, someone I consider a friend of mine. Second of all, someone who I think is a great innovator. And I think third of all, somebody who's got some great stuff to talk about, and that's my man Anthem Blanchard from AnthemVault.com. Anthem, welcome aboard, man.
My pleasure, Bubba. Thank you for having me.
You know, so last time we talked, you had a whole bunch of things in the hopper, and you were doing a whole bunch of things. I know you've made the world tour, the circuit to New York, so tell us what's going on.
It's been exciting. It's been really exciting, Bubba. Yeah, we've announced some big news. We announced our close of our Series A financing, so we combined the founders round and Series A financing of the tune to $3.2 million for Anthem Vault. And we also have announced the Hyatt Gold payable gold, kind of like a PayPal for gold product. And so that's something that we're really, really excited about. People have been getting this great, great excitement here in New York. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So whirlwind, but a lot of fun.
So what? Tell us what's going to happen and what it does mean to everybody out there, because I know it's obviously very exciting news for the consumer as well.
It's really a game changer, and basically what it enables is the world's most trusted store value of all time, gold, that billions of people currently hold in trust already, and being able to couple it and marry it into the world's most innovative medium of exchange, this decentralized ledger, that security strength that can't be adulterated or adjusted or edited, and it's called Bitcoin. And we're really, really excited about it because we think that basically what we have now is a military strength, open platform that literally billions of people, anyone in the world, will actually be able to use our HYACs. Each HYAC represents a gram of gold that can actually be redeemed through Anthem Vault ultimately. So that is something that we're really, really excited about. So, yeah, it's been fun to share the news with people, including your audience. So thank you for letting me share it with them.
No, we love to share it. Listen, we love getting the inside scoop from you because, again, you bring a lot to the table. So, looking at, the Bitcoin, looking at the Hayek, looking at the whole distribution, looking at your new setup where actually you can buy slivers of gold, give everybody the feel of what you would be advising some people to do and how to handle what portions of money should they be, playing in here, and would you be an investor, a user? Give us that kind of rundown, please.
Sure. So the preface too is speaking as an individual, I always like to, I give my own self advice. I'm not a CFA or CFP or CPA, but I just tell people what I do and what my thoughts are just as a friend. And I think you have to look at gold as a store of value and not as an investment. And so, when you're looking at physical gold, it's something that 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 50 years from now, it's going to be worth something. You're not going to have to worry about, it's like putting a stock certificate at the door. Is that company going to be solvent in 20 years or 50 years? So, 10 years even potentially, right? So, but gold is a store of value. I think it's prudent, just like you should have, some savings that you have for rainy day fund. I think it's prudent to put, at least I would say a bare minimum of about 5% of your value, into physical gold. And some people choose to do a lot more than that, but I mean, you'll see even the most conservative of, Wall Street, financial advisors will even advocate, small positions like that. So, that's, I think, a conservative, bare minimum place to start. And then really kind of ratcheting up kind of however much someone feels comfortable with ultimately. So, whatever makes you sleep well at night, I think is kind of a good mantra to go by. So, anything above that 5%, threshold. So,
and I agree with that. I believe that, everybody should own some hard assets, gold being one of them. And I think that every portfolio should have, some representation of that. But you're actually taking it to a new level because you're not allowing a smaller investor, you know, to come in and play in your backyard because you are offering, you know, the Hayek and the Sliver. So I think that that's something that that's really impressive as well. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we appreciate that. So just to kind of demonstrate that example, I mean, even someone that only had, say, $1,000 worth of savings, our minimum purchase amount is only $25. So, I mean, literally, someone could buy $50 worth of gold that would cover their 5% threshold, basically, right there. So, the beautiful thing about Anthem Vault and the Hayek is that we're making gold ownership accessible to the world. So, you don't have to be a high net worth individual. You don't have to be a millionaire to get to enjoy physical gold ownership in the best top-notch facilities in the world, arguably Brinks, and, you know, through underwritten insurance by Lloyd. So, I mean, it's a very, very, very powerful platform to allow the everyday person to enjoy.
You know, and I think it's really cool what you're offering because, again, you know, If for example, you know, if I take, you know, $50 a month or $100 a month and I put it into a mutual fund as one of my savings, I could now add on, you know, through you and start putting in, you know, $25 or $50 or $100 a month, you know, doing the same thing there. And I think that really is exciting for the average guy, because, again, the average guy doesn't get this many opportunities to play in the big field with everybody else. And I think that's something that you offer. And I think that becomes very exciting, and I know that you love it as well. And
yeah.
I think go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what to speak to that too, Todd, is that it's really, we have this kind of set it and forget it gold accumulation plan. So you basically can choose, you know, weekly, twice a month, monthly, quarterly, you know, and you can have an automatic debit from your bank account, basically going toward buying, you know, physical metal every month. So, you know, that's a very, very popular feature and service that a lot of people take advantage of because they don't want to have to set a reminder on their calendar to remember to sweep over, you know, 5% or some portion of, you know, their salary or their funds every month, you know, to go over into gold. So it's a great way to cost average. It's a great way to accumulate. And so that's just another option. Just I wanted to throw that out there to make sure people are aware of it.
No, I think it's great. And so Hayek Gold from Anthem Vault represents physical gold. Bitcoin Magazine, financial technology company Anthem Vault launched the Hayek Gold. So tell us about how exciting that was.
It's been awesome. I mean, we're just seeing hundreds of new signups a week. It's been prolific. I actually spoke at the Bitcoin Center here last night in New York, along with our CSO, Michael Nelson, and it was been very, very well received. I mean, I can't throw out names yet, but we're talking to a very, very major, you know, Fortune 1000 level retailers and other companies out there to integrate Hayek and possibly also Hayek and Bitcoin together. So, we basically are taking a look at Bitcoin and we say, okay, well, we have this great industrial strength, petahash strength network. So it would just take hundreds of millions of dollars worth of resources, you know, the bare minimum to try to make that network inoperable. And so being able to have our gold basically running along this network, it's incredibly robust in the sense that even if someone were to take down Anthem Vault's website, I mean, even if something is wild and far out there as like a state sovereign or something like that, so were to take down Anthem Vault's website, the Hayek clients could still use them because the Hayek are actually
Anthem,
in their own wallet.
Hold that thought because we're going to stop after a break, but I want to come back and talk about the Hayek and the Anthem and the wallet and the whole thing because I think this is all really important stuff for the average guy. And, you know, again, I think there's some interesting twists, and I think that you've brought some new stuff to the game, which makes me a believer as well. So we're going to step out here for a break. We're with Anthem Blanchard from AnthemVault.com. Just announced one of the most exciting things ever, the Hayek Gold. And we're really excited to have him on and go over this with him. So we'll be back after the break. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back.
Last night, I'm going
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwich with Anthem Blanchard from Anthem Vault. And, of course, we've just seen the news is just flying all over the tape. And you've raised the money. You've got the Hayek now. And you're working out deals so that we can now spend that now. Because, again, I was against. Let me put my case. And I'm going to let you tell me, you know, your side. But, again, originally I was against the Bitcoin itself because I didn't see how it could be controlled or watched. But now you've taken that to the next level and you're using, I know, Bitcoin as well, but also gold, which is physically backed by gold. So it makes sense. So tell us the excitement about the wallet and the ability to use it and the deals that you're trying to work out with some of the retailers and all that stuff to make it really an unbelievable product.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, one of the, you know, to your point with Bitcoin, a lot of people have had a real difficult time kind of getting their head wrapped around something that isn't physically backed by anything with Bitcoin. So basically, people are speculating ultimately mostly in the value of Bitcoin to eventually use it in exactly actually the way that we're using it with the Hayek. So as a distributed ledger that's immutable. In other words, it can't be adulterated. Like you can't pull, you know, an Arthur Anderson Enron situation, you know, where you get the magnetics, the magnets going over the disks and the shredders out. So you can't change the database because it's distributed over thousands and thousands of different computers. So it's really the utility, the future anticipated utility that's giving Bitcoin its speculative value. So now we treat Bitcoin like fuel. So you can think of it like the Hayek, which is representative of a gram of gold, is the car. And the fuel that we choose to put in it is like the best fuel around right now, which is Bitcoin. And it's the best fuel because the network is the most secure. And also because the network is so big now that all these other companies out there, these really, really neat, innovative financial technology companies that are hooked into the same Bitcoin ledger that we're hooked into. So now it's going to be a lot easier for us to enable the Hayek clients to be able to enjoy a lot faster a lot of these Bitcoin services. It's easier for us to integrate with them. So, you know, so I think it's important to think about Bitcoin in that context in terms of utility as opposed to the speculative value of a unit of Bitcoin.
Okay.
In terms of what we're doing, at least with the Hayek.
No, I agree. And again, I'm excited. You know, listen, you know, Anthony and I sat down together. I went and visited him out in Las Vegas, and I really went over his business with a fine-tooth comb and, really asked him the tough questions, and he's never shied away and has always come up. So it's exciting now. So when you have either the gold or the Bitcoin and you're using your wallet, how does it show up in your wallet? Does it show up as you have so many Bitcoin, so many gold? How does it all work to the average guy who doesn't understand it like me?
Yeah, exactly. So we're first version. We do our best to really explain in your account at Anthem Vault what's going on. And right now it's a little bit even a lot more text than I even really want. We're continuously streamlining and simplifying, but basically, we go through and we explain that you buy gold at Anthem Vault, you own it, and essentially, you know, with Anthem Vault accounting for all that in its database. So, you know, you own it, but we are, you know, custodian of a centralized database. So we're still a metal custodian with the Hayek, but the difference is that once a client logs into their Anthem Vault account, if they want to make that gold spendable, payable, then they can choose to transfer that over into Hayek. And so, now, when that's happening, so there's approval processes that we go through to prevent against fraud or minimize, you know, fraud instances. And then once we feel comfortable, then we'll say, okay, you know, those Hayeks can be spent out into the wild, quote unquote. So now we're using a platform called Counterparty, which has made a lot of waves because it's Patrick Byrne that basically invested millions of dollars into it. So he's notable as the founder of Overstock and just made some big announcements, I think, with Rand Paul, I believe, as being an advisor to him. So you know, we like the Counterparty platform. It's kind of like a stock exchange-esque equivalent, but layered on top of Bitcoin. So basically, this counter wallet is what it's called, the first wallet that you actually can have Hayeks in. The way it works is that we charge $5 per each one of these initial wallets. And basically what that does is it loads a little bit of the Bitcoin into the wallet automatically. And that's the fuel. So it takes a few cents of Bitcoin to basically make a Hayek transaction. So like that's the fuel, in other words. So you'll see in your counter wallet, there'll be some BTC, which are Bitcoin, and then there'll be your XHYK, which X being the universal symbol for currency, HYK being our currency ticker that we've chosen, that represents the HYK. So yes, actually, you're exactly right. You will see both Bitcoin and HYK, and potentially all kinds of other of these crypto assets that you could hold in that wallet. But, you know, so far we're just seeing clients really looking like they're putting in the Bitcoin and the HYK, so from what we can see. So, but, you know, it's up to them. That's the beautiful thing, because that it's all decentralized. So a client can choose what they want to put in their counter wallet, ultimately, and they can choose what they want. So one of the excellent things is that even if Anthem Vault were to somehow become compromised or the site were to go down, that clients could still use their HYK, their payable gold, in their counter wallets, and actually still transact with one another, because, again, the HYK is in decentralized ledger form. So in order for that system to be inoperable, it would take hundreds of millions of dollars, literally over a petahash worth of data, which is literally like putting together over like 1,000 or a couple thousand at this point of the world's top computers at one and trying to disrupt this Bitcoin network. So that's what really makes it so powerful. It's the robustness of the security in a day and age where, you know, companies and traditional financial institutions are more and more and more vulnerable to hackers and to digital hacking attacks. So, you know, that's one of the major excitements about financial institutions and a lot of the buzz up here in New York about Bitcoin, why NYSE and NASDAQ are both getting heavy into Bitcoin and blockchain. And Blythe Masters has made a lot of news from formerly from Chase and really getting, you know, full into Bitcoin. So some real heavy hitters that we've been talking with here internationally that are really, really getting hot and heavy into this technology. And I think for very good reason, having studied it myself now for a number of years. So we're really excited to embrace the power of this Bitcoin decentralized network. And the cool thing about it is that it allows true choice in currency. You know, just true Austrian school of economics, you know, really the crux of libertarian thought, because ultimately you no longer need these hierarchical type institutions to clear. These institutions that, like we saw in 2008, you know, are very, very prone to systemic risk, right? So we needed to see the government to have to come in and bail out, say, an AIG in order to actually keep the entire financial system afloat. So that's the beautiful thing about Bitcoin. Yeah, I think the best way to demonstrate that is, you know, that infamous Mt. Gox going down, you know, a couple years ago now, and was the biggest Bitcoin exchanger by far. And even when the proprietors were found out to be fraudulent, and Mt. Gox got shut down or stopped operating, it didn't disrupt the Bitcoin network at all. Sure, the Bitcoin price, dollar per Bitcoin price, did go down quite a bit because Mt. Gox had inflated it quite a lot. But the network itself didn't have any trouble at all clearing. So that's what's so key and what's so different about the Bitcoin network, say, versus the traditional global or even per country banking systems in terms of the clearing mechanisms.
So in your opinion, Anthem Blanchard, this is the new wave of money. Would that be a correct assessment?
I think new way of payments and settlements, really. And I think gold will always be the best money, or, I mean, at least in my lifetime, it has been in millennia, basically, gold and silver. I think metals, especially non-corrosive metals, you know, metals that are easier to store especially, are going to make still for the best money. But I think in terms of the best vehicles to transact and to exchange and to record, I think that we're going to go away from the legacy systems that we have now and a lot of the traditional financial institutions and services that we have now. And we're going to be going towards this decentralized approach. And the big reason is because of, you know, the Bernie Madoffs and the Tom Peters and the scam artists of the world out there. You know, that a lot of people, I mean, pretty much everyone's probably been scammed by someone, I'm sure. And, you know, the issue is that if you have a centralized database that a company can control, then they can manipulate the entries. They can steal, and that happens all the time. And the beautiful thing about Bitcoin, it provides a literal check and balance against that activity, because no one controls the database.
We're going to come back because I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about that. I think that's important stuff to talk about, because we all have been scammed in one way, shape, or form at some point or another in our lives. And I'm with Anthem Blanchard from Anthem Vault, and he just had out the Hayek Gold coin, or Hayek Gold from Anthem Vault. So really exciting, and you can check it out. It's in the news. It's all over the place. This is The Bubba Show. I'm with Anthem Blanchard from AnthemVault.com. We'll be back after the break with more from Anthem. We'll be right back. Hold my hand.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare. But for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz, and I'm with my man, my friend, Anthem Blanchard, and from AnthemVault.com. And the Hayek Gold is now out, and he's done all his money raising, and he's really ready to start rocking and rolling. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, I did fly out to meet with him so I could pick apart his brain and his strategies. And I'm a believer in Anthem, and I'm a believer in what he does. So Anthem, you know, you mentioned something about scamming and all this other stuff, but won't people get scammed in these things as well? I mean, as long as there's crooks out there, there's always a way to get scammed. I mean, this doesn't 100% protect against the Ponzi scheme, does it?
Well, I would say this. So Bitcoin itself protects against actually using the ledger, but protects against someone making false claims. So you know, if you actually can take a look at something, because the ledger is ultimately the information is ultimately out there publicly. Now, it's base information, so you're just seeing like transactions of digits basically from one account to another account, but you know, basically it's all out there for the public to see. So, you know, I actually warn people in this kind of more general cryptocurrency space, quote unquote. So Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency, but there's all these other kind of ones out there. And I would say, you know, in my experience, about 80 to maybe close to 90% of the actors out there, you want to be extremely, extremely careful about, because just like any new innovation or any new industry, it attracts a lot of money. There's a lot of lack of knowledge. And of course, those combinations attract some of the best scam artists and con artists in the world. And so what you want to do is just, you know, it's very simple assurance check. So, like, one of the most basic ones is, you know, is the auditing firm AICPA, PCAOB? You know, what kind of transparency steps is the company taking? Who are the principals of that company? You know, what are their track records? Like, in our case, I mean, we've got the multiple board members, including myself, that have sat or are currently sitting on publicly traded company boards, U.S. publicly traded company boards, so SEC-level scrutiny. I mean, we're constantly trying to apply pressure on our vaulting partners to and our logistics partners to add more transparency. And we have lots of different really, really, really cool ways that we're going to be like maxing out transparency to make people feel as comfortable as possible using technological innovation, that the gold is really in the vault. It's 100% there. We already allow analog checks. For example, a cool one is that anyone that opens up a free Anthem Vault account, as long as they give us a few days notice, so we can give the vault operator Brinks a few days notice, so that they can actually check out the vault itself and the cage, so that all the all the client gold that is sitting there, and Anthem Vault is a custodian of, is all there and accounted for. So, you know, you really want to do your homework. You want to make sure that the operators are above board, and I think that those basic checks can probably save you about 90 to 95% of the time, in my experience at least.
Oh, and I agree. I mean, I think again, I'm a big advocate on what you're doing, and what you have, and the way you're approaching it. And you know, look, the bottom line is, you and I both know that in history, no matter what kind of currency we're using, there was always scammers. I'm sure the cavemen scammed each other too. You know, I'm sure the dinosaurs figured out how to scam themselves. So we know that that's always a potential to happen. But you have taken steps. But your real purpose, or your real thought, and what you would really like to see is the decentralization of currency, correct? You would like to see currency backed by a metal or backed by something, and you want to stop with the Fed and the intervention of those things. Would that be a correct statement?
I definitely want to see choice in currency. That's definitely a correct statement. I mean, we view Anthem Vault as just one of what will ultimately be dozens, and ultimately we think hundreds of different metal custodians around the world. We're really, really excited about that prospect. I mean, ultimately, you know, we want to be in this open platform ecosystem where there are thousands or tens of thousands of others out there, because what that does is that minimizes the risk of that centralization risk, right? Of kind of, well, you know, to Lord of the Rings, right? Or the power of the ring, right? And it corrupts, absolutely, right? Absolute power corrupts, absolutely. And so the beautiful thing about having this open platform model and to work in more of an association type mentality is it allows, you know, let's say someone in Zurich, maybe there's a metal custodian that they trust more in Switzerland, you know, to be backing their HIEX or some other gold crypto equivalent. And as long as that company held to the same standards as Anthem Vault held, then you know, we can create associative type models to enable clearing to happen. So, I mean, I think this is a little bit analogous to the way that the Visa network started originally, because originally before it spun out into a publicly traded corporation, it was actually an association model between banks, so a member bank. So, you know, that had certain level of qualities assurance that they're between them. And so that's where we really want to go. We really want to, you know, we don't want Anthem Vault by any means to be the only game in town. You know, we want to be the best practices. We want to be the leader. That's our goal in this industry. But, you know, we want to foster and, you know, really, really help, you know, others around the world, because ultimately, you know, we are a U.S.-based company. Anthem Vault is a U.S.-based company. All value is held in the U.S. You know, we want to open up a vault ultimately in every U.S. state. And, you know, that's really our mantra. And so that's really where our jurisdiction and jurisdiction risk, therefore, lies. And so now the U.S. is pretty much known as, you know, the best rule of law, you know, typically has been, at least historically, and why companies come here in the deepest pool of liquidity for capital. So why you see so many companies come to the U.S. and into the public markets here. So, you know, that's our focus, but, you know, we're not a Hong Kong company. We're not a Singapore company. We're a U.S. company. So we can partner with all these different companies that are based around the world that hold the same quality level standards that we hold, at least a minimum quality level standards that we hold. And then we can basically allow kind of like the equivalent of a swap, basically.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, and that makes a tremendous amount of sense. I mean, again, I get what you're trying to do and what's going on, and I think it's important for everybody to understand. Explain the you know, the blockchain again, because that's part of this, and it just it's part of the whole process. Can you explain that to me again, please?
Yes. So the blockchain provides a historical ledger of all exchanges that have ever happened in the Bitcoin network, ever. And so, and the way that new blockchain entries, like an entry in a database, are facilitated is through this, what is infamously been called now mining, right? Or known as mining, right? So, you know, that they're not actually like physically mining metal in the ground, they're digitally, quote unquote, mining digital Bitcoin. And it's through that process that basically new entries are allowed to appear in the database. And so it's almost like the ability to have like track changes you can think of, like in a Word doc or Google doc, and you know, be able to kind of trace every single thing that happened, all the edits that happened. It'd be kind of like doing that, but in a database, then even more powerfully than like a centralized database, right? Like any one individual company could hold and maintain that it's a database that exists on thousands of different computers, and they all mirror each other. So like once it gets updated, basically it gets updated throughout all of these ledgers, all these different computers that are mining these Bitcoins. So that's the symbiotic relationship, basically. So between the quote-unquote miners and quote-unquote building new ledger entries on the blockchain.
Now,
to facilitate one another.
I'm sorry. In your mind, does silver ever come to play in this field as well?
I think a lot of metals come to play here. I mean, we already offer, you know, fractionally owned silver and, you know, maintained in Anthem Vault's database as your ownership record of it, just like we do with gold. And we do have a full intent to make crypto, all of these different metals, you know, silver, other platinum group metals or precious metals, I should say. And we actually have even more grandiose plans as well. I'm of the opinion that you're going to see other metals become more useful forms of money, because the ability to assay the metals has become so much cheaper. And the reason for that, the assaying means, like, typically back in the day, you'd have to like remelt metal to basically be able to make sure that it was pure. But now what you can do is you can actually take a bar that maybe you're not sure exactly what the, you don't trust maybe exactly what it says the contents are. You can take an x-ray scanner basically over it, and you can exactly analyze whatever's in that bar. So it makes it, even metals like osmium, for example, is the hardest metal on Earth. And, you know, it makes something like even osmium easier, much cheaper to basically make as money, because you can scan right over and say, oh, you know, this is actually like 98% osmium, for example, and the other 2% of these other, you know, metals that are worth much less. So we're able to be that exacting with technology. So it's just kind of an example of how technology, it's just a renaissance, Bubba. This is, you know, we've been using metals for money since, you know, thousands of years, right?
Before you and I were born. This is Anthem Blanchard from Anthem Vault, and the most exciting news is we're scooping everybody. We got him right after he released the Hyatt Gold, and we are excited to talk to him. We're going to come back and talk to Anthem right after the break. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm with Anthem Blanchard, who also contributes to The Bubba Report. So listen to what he says, because this guy is smart. He knows his stuff. This is The Bubba Show. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm hanging out with my man Anthem Blanchard from Anthem Vault. And it's, the exciting news is the Hyatt Gold, which he scooped here first way back when, told us all about it. So, Anthem, now that it's out and the news is out and you're making the world tour and you're doing all the good stuff, tell me what's next for you and the company and the currency, and where are you going, and where's the direction? Where are we headed?
We're scaling really voraciously over here. So it's big time growth. We just announced the Series A financing. We're jumping right into the next financing. So I've gotten, now we're starting to get emails out of the woodwork from people, from press releases on investing. So it's, you know, we're being very selective about who we bring into the company. We are getting a lot of interest. At the same time, you know, we love working with people that are enthused, that are excited, that are hard workers, that have vision, that have lots of fun like we do. You know, that's, we're always looking for more partners, better, you know, better people. We're always going to work with the best. So, you know, we're really just in this mass growth stage, and we're trying to really simplify what we're doing to make it as accessible to as many people as possible. You know, that's something that I've really harped on, you know, to make it, you know, kind of parent friendly, quote unquote, you know, where your parents, you know, wouldn't be intimidated, or, you know, anyone of any age, not just the millennial, but, you know, anyone, you know, make it age friendly for everyone, because ultimately, you know, this, you know, being able to have spendable gold, and it really needs to traverse to all population, I think. So,
well,
you know,
I mean, you're
really working hard on
your first words. The first time I ever interviewed you, it had to be mom friendly. Remember?
Mom friendly. Exactly. Yep. And that still holds true. So exactly. Mom friendly.
So, you know, you got to open an account at Anthem Vault, and you got to check it out. And how does somebody go about doing that, opening an account with you? And what are the steps that they have to take to get there?
Super easy. All they have to do is go to our website, anthemvault.com. They can click free sign up. There's, you know, you can sign up with your email. If you're really lazy, you can sign up with social. But it's super simple. And once you get in there, you can kind of poke around. You can, there's no minimum purchase amount or anything. So, you know, you can buy a little gold if you like. You can transfer some into Hayek if you'd like, or you don't have to. You can just have it there sitting in Bring Salts insured fully against any natural disaster or any theft. And, you know, that's what a lot of our clients do, have been doing, obviously, even before we launched the Hayek. So it's just, what we want to do is really put more and more utility, you know, onto the platform. So that way we make the gold as useful as possible and the metal as useful as possible. Ultimately, hopefully over time, we can build a quite substantial premium on metal that's being, you know, vaulted, you know, and ultimately it's in Anthem Vault, and, you know, through Anthem Vault's Hayek, ultimately, you know, be able to have that metal be worth more, you know, in our platform than anywhere else.
So, you know, I mean, it's exciting, and I'm from the school that, you know, you want to be able to put a little dough away, and I think that you should use the Hayek and Anthem Gold and AnthemVault.com to actually make one of your saving stops of where, you know, again, you don't have to put, we don't want you to put all your money in, because what do you think? You know, we get these commercials now, and, you know, people start saying, well, you should have 100% in gold. And listen, you're a gold guy, but I know even you don't believe that you should have 100% of your money in any one thing. And I know you talked a little bit earlier, but explain why, and why it's so important to be a little bit more diversified.
So, I mean, I think diversification is really important, because at the end of the day, none of us have a crystal ball. I mean, as smart, as educated, as much experience and knowledge as all of us have, I mean, even if we might generally be right, the problem is that if you're so wrong that, you know, if you're all in one investment, or you're so heavy into one investment, or, you know, one segment, and you're wrong about it, I mean, it can be absolutely devastating. And I think the perfect example, you know, we're based out in Las Vegas, and it was really, really sad to see what happened to a lot of people in the housing market out there. I mean, I know a lot of people got hit around the country, but Vegas was particularly nasty. And, you know, people that had all their money basically into their house. And, you know, when that house lost, you know, 70-80% of its value, and there was a mortgage on it, I mean, people had to declare bankruptcy. You know, upside down, it was impossible. So, I mean, I think that's probably one of the starkest examples of, you know, having too many of your assets in one particular class. And housing, you could even argue, isn't really an investment. It's a place to live. But I would argue, actually, it's become an investment given the way the mortgage market has worked and such. So, yeah, I think it's really, really important to just think about, you know, where is my money, number one? And, you know, how many baskets is my money in? And none of that, you don't have to be, I mean, I think the other danger is too much diversification can also be a little bit tricky too, but at the very least, you're better off in, let's say, I think a total, you know, more diversification than you are with not enough, if you're going to go one extreme or another. But I think it's just a matter of being vigilant. I think common sense is your number one best friend. I mean, I often say that people that I meet that aren't finance accounting majors, and certainly not economics majors, tend to actually have the best, most commonsensical approaches about money, I find, but they tend to get intimidated because they tend to think, oh, I'm not smart enough, or oh, there must be something I'm missing here. But often, it's not really the case. And you probably can attest to that, too, you know, being a trader, that a lot of it's, you have technicals and you have analysis that you go by, but, there's also, a lot of gut and a lot of just common sense that when you look at yourself and you start to look at the markets, you look at some investment or some asset class or something, and an asset, and you say to yourself, something, when I compare this to that, start comparing things to each other, and you compare prices, relative prices of one thing to another over time, all of a sudden, things become clearer. So I just highly suggest be well-read. The two places that I read every day for what it's worth is Bloomberg and Zero Hedge. I find that the two of those sites together, if I'm not going to read, at a minimum, obviously, at a bare minimum, depending on how busy the day is, but I find if I go with those two extremes, then I usually get a pretty good spectrum of the biggest drivers of the day. There's not a lot of shortcuts out there. I think you have to stay vigilant and do your homework and continue to learn.
And that's why you got to respect the guy like Anthem, because he's just telling you like it is. He's not selling you on any idea. He's giving you his opinion and giving you the reasons why he thinks he's right. And I couldn't be happier to have somebody come and tell it like it is in the air. So Anthem, it's exciting. And when do we, how do you see the growth getting into, the retail space now? And I know you're working on that. And, we know that you did say, took some, took Bitcoin already, and a lot of places do. But now the Hayek, when do you start to expect to see some of the major retailers and places like that taking it as payment?
It's a good question. I think it's looking like probably in the next 6 months, we're going to have some pretty big announcements from some developed country like the U.S., for example, Fortune 1000 level, even bigger, some of the ones we're talking with right now. The most exciting use case that I think could happen potentially even faster here is the developing world. So we've just, started to barely scratch the surface there, but in countries like in Africa, lots of parts of Asia, for example, or South America, for example, they have legal tender laws, sure, where they have these, national fiat currencies the government say you have to use in your taxes and debts. It's like a U.S. dollar here in the U.S., but the difference is that, their currencies have been really lousy stores of value, typically relative to the dollar, at least over, shorter durations, especially. So, you have a situation where I think is ripe for the ability to have someone in the developing world be able to have gold sitting in the United States at the top preeminent vault, arguably a gold operator in the country or world. They house, Fed member banks money, major, major institutional money. And they get to transact with that 24/7, from their smartphone. You've got someone in the middle of the savannah in Africa on their smartphone, going to their browser and actually being able to pay somebody in high.
And that is why we love Anthem Blanchard here on the show. And we're going to have him back again real soon, because we're going to follow and track the progress of the Hayek. Anthem, thanks so much for being here. It's always great to have you on.
It's always my extreme pleasure, Bubba. Thank you so much for having me on and for helping to spread the good word about Anthem Vault and the Hayek.
And this is Anthem Blanchard from AnthemVault.com. Check him out. And this has been The Bubba Show. And remember, Anthem also contributes to The Bubba Report. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same station. This is The Bubba Show. Everybody have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, everybody.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.